This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to a special Holiday Buyer's Guide episode of Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products and Equestrian Collections. Let's get the holidays started with Christmas Time's A-Comin' by Templeton Thompson.
Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Christmas time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's a calling, tall pines are humming, 'cause Christmas time's a coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home, yeah. Holly's in the window, home's where the wind blows, you can't walk for running. Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Yearning for the folks back home when Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. 'Cause Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and Lord, I'm going home.
Well, welcome everybody. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Yes, believe it or not, I know it's the middle.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's beginning of November.
It seems too early. It's too early. We just had Halloween.
Well, you know what happens, though? This year, Thanksgiving and Christmas are closer together because Thanksgiving's later than usual. So you're going to have less time to shop between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. So we thought we'd get an early start with a special holiday buying episode. And, you know, there are some things, if you're buying custom or if you're getting labels made or things like that, you're going to have to think about it now because it's going to be too late after Thanksgiving.
When you guys out there heard Glenn say Merry Christmas, did you panic a little bit or were you excited? Because I kind of panicked a little bit. Oh my God.
You're not one of those like my mother-in-law that starts shopping in June.
My mother sent me a birthday present in October and included Christmas presents in the box so she didn't have to mail it again.
Yeah.
Like, really? She's like, these are Christmas. Don't open. I'm like, thanks, Mom. You're making me feel like I'm so far behind.
I have never been that organized in my entire life about anything, let alone Christmas.
You know what happens to us when we buy a Christmas present early? We tuck it away in some nook or cranny somewhere, and then we forget about it for the next 5 years.
I know, right?
I can't tell you how many times after Christmas we found Christmas presents for each other even and going, oh, we forgot. Oh, I forgot to give this to you.
It's like just like on Thanksgiving. Oh, my God, I forgot the bread.
Yeah.
You forgot the Christmas present, like the
whole thing. That's right. Well, we've been doing something special here in Horse Radio Network since we started 6 years ago with Equestrian Collections. They've been with us since the beginning. And Chris from Equestrian Collections, who owns Equestrian Collections, the first year or two joined us for what we were calling a special holiday buyer's guide over on the Stable Scoop radio show. And we've continued that tradition with Debbie from Equestrian Collections ever since then. And this year, Debbie, that episode is so popular over on Stable Scoop. It does so well. That we decided to expand it also to the Horses in the Morning show. So Debbie from Equestrian Collections is here with us to help us out on this gift buyers episode. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, guys. How are you? And Merry Christmas ahead of time.
Merry Christmas.
I say happy Thanksgiving first.
Yeah.
But Amen. You're so right about if you decide to get something engraved and some of the products we talk about on here, there's a whole lot more to shop on equestriancollections.com. And some of them are engravable. They're custom. And you do need to think about getting that done. Hopefully in November. Some of our vendors are saying middle to end of November. Now, they do kind of try and get it out there quicker than that, but and for good planning purposes, for anything like that, that you do need to think about before Thanksgiving to get the custom ones done and ordered.
And I'm right about the holiday because Thanksgiving last year was early, so it gave everybody 5 weeks in between, but this time it's the last week of the month, so it gives everybody 4 weeks in between.
Right. Yeah. When you said that, I pulled up the calendar and I saw that and thought, oh, my.
I remember talking about it last year. I'm a retail guru. I know this stuff.
The good news is, if you're panicked at all, we're going to give you plenty of ideas to go ahead, Debbie, and get some Christmas gifts for your loved ones. So you're in good hands.
But we're happy to help.
And we have what we've done today is Debbie's picked out a bunch of products from EquestrianCollections.com. And then the three of us have picked out a couple of ideas that we have as well of products that we're going to do. And we're just going to go through, have some fun. And also Templeton Thompson, as you heard there, a little Christmas time's coming at the beginning of the show. She's going to be helping us with some Christmas music all throughout the show. So we'll get you in the mood for shopping. Debbie, get us started. What are we starting with today?
Okay, well, the first items that we have on our list are by Stirrups, and they're called, I picked out the Stirrups Do Trot In Hoodie and the Stirrups Do Trot In Long Sleeve Hoodie. The regular hoodie, it's kind of a sweatshirt, is actually in lady sizes, and the reason I picked this out is because when I looked through this catalog, I thought that was the cutest design. It's a really pretty horse with braids in it, like a sign over a tavern or something. It's called the Do Trot Inn, which I thought was just so cute.
It's adorable. I'm going to name a bar that. I'm going to start a bar and I'm going to name it that. But really, don't trot it.
And it's a hooded sweatshirt with the kangaroo pockets. And, you know, it's just super, super cute. And I was thinking if you were trying, this is a good, you know, this kind of a good trainer's gift as well. I mean, I picked it out to be a gift like for your kids to get for the mother and stuff like that. But, you know, it would make a real cute trainer's gift as well.
I think so, too. I love the design and I love the name. You're right. I absolutely love that name. You could see that name at a horse show complex, you know, for the bar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it also, the other one that comes in the smaller sizes styled for juniors is the same sort of thing, but it's a long sleeve t-shirt, hooded t-shirt. So, it, you know, it's not just for adults. And this was just an example of a lot of these types of things that you'll see on our website. This is just one I picked because I thought it was super cute. But there's a lot of them in little kid sizes up to adult sizes. So if something easy that everybody loves and everybody can use, that's the place to look.
And of course, stirrups has been around forever. Jennifer, they were around when we were in the tack business back in the mid-90s, and they've been doing great designs and sayings on shirts for a very, very long time.
And colors. They do great colors.
Yes, they do. You're right.
This one happens to be gray and white, but they have lots of other ones that are really exciting colors.
You can find all the stirrup stuff over in Equestrian Collection. This is $39.95, so it's the right price, for, as you said, for a gift for a trainer or anybody, really, at the barn.
Yeah.
All right, good choice, Debbie. What do we got next?
Well, keeping in the theme of trainer's gifts, every year I try and pick out one for that. And the one I picked out this year is a Kelly Jumping Horse key ring, and it's called a key ring pocket knife hoof pick. And it's just got so much stuff in it. It's got a, it's a key ring. It also has a pocket knife and a hoof pick.
That's so cool.
It's about 3.5 inches by 2 point, you know, it's small, so it can fit in your pocket, and it's got a jumping horse on it in several different colors. And I thought, for $16, if you're looking for a trainer's gift, I think this is something that they could use, especially if they're, like, out giving lessons and you've got the hoof pick in case there's a problem with that. You've got, it's got a knife in case, you know, some kind of emergency situation. I just thought that this would make a really good trainer's gift. And, of course, it would also be a good gift for anybody. It's a definite stocking stuffer.
It's great because I'm always looking for a knife to cut open hay bales, you know, and exactly. This would be right in your pocket and it's a hot pick too. That's so cute. I love it. I didn't know they made those. That's adorable.
You know, I've seen these with that design just as a keychain. They've had these with that similar design just as a keychain, but it's much more practical to have the hoof pick and the knife in there.
I like that idea too. And it comes in several different colors. So, you know, if you had wanted to get it for people at your barn, you could get them in different colors.
And it has a key ring and a little clippy thing, so you could just clip it to your belt if you wanted to.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like that. That's and only $15.99.
Yeah, $15.99. Very affordable. It's a great little gift. I love it. Thumbs up.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Stocking stuffer.
Exactly.
And it comes in colors, you said, too, right?
Yeah, blue and red and silver and
perfect.
Just different. So you can get different colors for, you know, for different people.
Great. Terrific. I like that one. And next up is Jamie's favorite thing to talk about.
Well, it's a Briar horse, Glenn. It's every girl's favorite thing to talk about who likes horses. However, I've never seen this Briar horse that Debbie picked out. And also, I was thinking that if I were to put what is on this Briar horse on my horse, he would then be in the next county. Describe what this is, Debbie.
This is their collector's division. Every year they come out with a big one, the holiday horse. And this particular year, they've named it Bayberry and Roses. And as you said, they're always very decorative. They make super for horse people, like centerpieces for your dinner, you know, for your holiday dinner.
Yeah.
And you can put it with
that's a good idea, actually.
All around them. And,
that is.
And they're just there. And people have been collecting these for years and always are getting the new one every year. And they also have the smaller ornament that is the same as their yearly holiday horse. And in this case, it's the same little Bayberry and Roses inside a stirrup, as it always is every year. And also every year, Briar has a breed ornament. Last year, it was my breed, Gypsy Horses. So I was all excited about that. But this year, it is the Appaloosa. So I included that as well because people collect the breed ornaments. They collect the holiday horse ornaments, and some collect the big horse ornaments. So I wanted to show everybody what Briar had come up with for 2014.
That looks like our listener Denise's horse, the little Appaloosa there, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's a patootie.
Yeah, it does.
But the ornament, the horse that we're talking about, the Bayberry holiday horse, looks like an Andalusian to me.
Uh-huh.
Everything looks like an Andalusian to you.
It's so white and pretty and gorgeous with this flowing mane, and I love it. I want to scratch its
and
nose.
They do a great job of making it look like whoever horse you want it to be.
Yeah, exactly. It's generic horse.
It's not a generic horse. It's beautifully Andalusian from Spain.
Yeah, I know. 2 years ago, we have a drum horse, and they had a shire or something that looked just like our horse. I know. I loved it. Got a bunch of those.
Now, see, Jamie, this is where you're wrong. This Briar horse costs $59.99 for the holidays. If it was an Andalusian, it'd be $159.99. See, that's where you're wrong.
So. Good point. Well, I found another Briar horse on Equestrian Collections, and it's only $57, and it is so cool. It is the Briar Traditional Secretariat. Now, is this the actual... Because I have a secretariat that I got when I was a kid, and I don't know why Briar did that, but they made him smaller than every other horse. So my current secretariat is standing next to Zenyatta, and he looks like a dang pony next to her. Is this an actual full-size Briar?
I believe it is. Now, what happened with this is this they sold out of this particular model, and you couldn't get them, and I think they brought them back because, you know, it was his anniversary of last year, I believe, and of, I don't know, 40 years or something, and I think they brought him back for that. This horse is an icon, you know. I can't say enough about him.
I know. He makes you speechless, and what it is a beautiful Briar model of secretariat, and he's galloping, and he's got like a base underneath him, so he's actually, I mean, he's only got one foot on the ground. He is galloping, and it's just secretariat all the way.
I believe that last one, the one that they had before, was actually a different model than this. I mean, I think it was a different design, because, you know, Briars takes certain things and paints them to look like the actual horse, but this one I think is different. And he's, you know, I told Glenn earlier, I knew him well. I met him. I would go to see him every three years. I would go to Claiborne and became friends with the people over there. And it's a shame that more people didn't get a chance to see him, because he was not just a horse. He was.
So you got to go over. Do you live near there? What was the story?
No, I didn't. I lived in Georgia and Virginia, and I just went. I just went because
you get tours from these big farms,
like,
Glenn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was like going to, you know,
see a celebrity.
Did you get your picture with them and everything?
Yeah. They're kind of faded, and I look kind of 70s, but yeah. Now I'm telling you my age, right?
Well, that's really cool that you got to meet Secretariat.
Yeah. I would bring him carrots. I'd send him birthday cards in March, you know.
You were a Secretariat stalker.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I'm glad I picked this particular Briar, because
yeah,
I feel that way about him.
Yeah, cry in just a second.
Yeah, well, let's move on. But just know, Glenn, that there are a few girls on the show that would like the Briar as a Christmas gift, including your wife, Debbie, and myself. So go ahead and order.
Well, you already have Secretariat, so do you want the fake Andalusian that I can get really cheap?
I want the new Secretariat because I have the little tiny one. I mean, he's like four hands smaller than Zenyatta if they were standing next to each other. And I don't know why they did that, but I always had Man of War and then little Secretariat, and then now I've got big Zenyatta.
I gotta admit that when looking at the picture of the Briar of Secretariat, he kind of looks the way they did him here. He looks pony like almost. He's kind of looking pony like.
What? The old ones
wasn't.
Were small.
Trust me.
No.
Zenyatta. That's. I'd like to meet her. I haven't been since Red died, but I'd like. That's when I'd go back to Kentucky.
You need a new. You need something to stalk. You need to keep that stalking up there, Debbie.
Stalking mares is a little more difficult.
That's funny. All right, Debbie.
Trust me, I know, Debbie. I know all about how difficult it is to stalk Zenyatta. Trust me.
So, Debbie, you got something for the men here, too, because, you know, we have at least three men that listen to this show.
Four. Don't forget my husband.
Oh, four men. We have four now. I like that. We just increased
Glenn.
The audience by 25%.
For the men, well, even if you don't have men listening, at least you have women who buy from men listening.
That's true.
So that counts.
Yeah, that's true.
So I have the Noble Outfitters Ranch Tough 3-in-1 jacket this year. And I picked this out because this, some of us women have this thing, but I haven't seen this for men before. It has a soft shell removable inner vest. So you've got the vest, and then you've got the jacket, and then you can wear them together to have the vest and jacket together. So that's how they get the three in one. And it's a soft shell stuff. So it's outer, it's water repellent outside canvas, but the soft shell on the inside. So it's very, very comfortable on the inside. And you can zip out this vest, and that's, and so you can wear it just as a vest, or you can wear the jacket without the vest so that it's a light jacket, you know, for when it's misty in the morning and stuff like that. Or you can put the vest back in the jacket and have a warmer jacket. So that's where they get the three-in-one. And Noble Outfitters, that's one of my favorite vendors. They have just wonderful stuff.
Ours,
and
too. We
that's
really
why
do
I
like
thought
them.
This would be a really great Christmas present. It comes in everything from small up to extra, extra large. It comes in two colors, black and what they call antique bronze, which is kind of a dark khaki. It's kind of a tan color. And it has the zipper pocket right there in your chest for your cell phone or whatever you want to put in there, your little iPod or whatever goes in those things. So I thought this would be a super idea for the man in your life.
And we got to see these. I got to see these at Ada this year, and they're really nice. And what I liked about them, most men's stuff when it comes to jackets and things are bulky. They're big and bulky and baggy. This is kind of a fitted jacket, so you actually could wear this out. You could wear this. I could see William Fox Pitt wearing this, where I don't see him wearing, you know, a Carhartt. So, you know, I think that Jamie would probably agree with that, that this is something that you could wear out. It's not...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a little more styling than stylish than the big bulky stuff that we're used to, that I'm used to wearing. We can just put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Well, before we get on to our next product, by the way, that's $179. It's Noble Outfitters Ranch Tough 3-in-1 Jacket. You don't have to remember all this stuff, by the way. We're going to post links to everything in our show notes at horsesinthemorning.com for this episode. We will replay this episode also on Black Friday. So you can hear it again if you didn't catch it and you're listening for the first time on Black Friday. This is the second time we're replaying this episode. But you'll find it in the show notes. Just hop on over to horsesinthemorning.com. All the links to all the products directly will be there. But now we need to take a break for our other sponsor for this special episode, and that is Kentucky Performance Products, because your horse's health is something that you need to worry about also at the holidays. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Managing horses can be challenging. Each horse's personality affects the way he behaves and reacts to the world around him. Horses with certain dispositions can be at higher risk for developing health problems than others. High-strung or excitable horses are easily stressed, but so is the timid, quiet warrior. Stressed horses are more likely to develop digestive upsets that lead to colic, diarrhea, and ulcers. Nalox Advanced was specifically developed to support a digestive tract that is under stress. It sustains proper pH levels, reducing the incidence of ulcers and hindgut imbalances, while simultaneously supporting the healing of damaged tissues. Nalox Advanced supports the complete digestion of starches and sugars and sustains populations of beneficial bacteria. Make life a little easier on your sensitive horse and start him on Nalox Advanced today. To learn more about the ingredients in Nalox Advanced, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
Well, now, Jennifer, you had a product that's on the practical side and for the horse.
Yes, I wanted to get Beaker a Christmas present because at the late age of 16 or so, he decided it was a good idea to pop a splint.
Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah. Isn't that clever of him? So now he's got a splint about the size of a lima bean on his leg. Mm. And the hassle down here is it's so stinking hot and it's dirty and sandy. So fleece lined boots out, polo wraps out, boots made out of neoprene out, because they're all too hot or too sticky. And I came across these Equilibrium Tri-Zone Airlight All Sports 2 boots. It's a big name for a really awesome boot because they're made with three different layers that are all super lightweight, and they're made to allow air circulation around the horse's leg. But the outside is, it's waffly looking, but it's smooth so that the sand doesn't stick to it. So I thought these things were just an awesome idea. They're soft.
People in our office use these and really, really like them. They are, they're not, you know, they're not hard like some of them, but they're very protective. And they are easy to put on and off. That's another plus with those things, that they really like them. And they're doing dressage, and they really like these.
Yeah, I like the Velcro. It's got two Velcro strips that are horizontal, but then it's got the vertical one that flops down over top so the tabs don't stick out. Because mm-hmm. when we're riding through the brush down here and the sago palms and the like, if you just have Velcro tabs, they get caught on that stuff and you end up pulling the boots off in the foliage. So I really like the way the Velcro is set up on these.
Yeah, it gives that little extra bit of protection.
Right, and I ain't using no tape, so Velcro all the way.
I haven't seen this brand before, the Equilibrium brand. Is that, you said two of the people in the office use them, so they're good quality?
Yeah, World Equestrian. We get this brand from World Equestrian, and they carry really top-of-the-line products.
They're very popular out here in Phoenix, especially with the eventers use them a lot, too. So they're a great product. It's hot out here, too, so I understand what you mean, Jen. It's frustrating sometimes to try to find a boot that can work in the type of weather that you and I ride in and with all the sand we're on top of. So these are great. This is a great product.
And they're $114. Is that a pair or a piece? Do we know?
That'd be a pair.
A pair. Okay. Mm-hmm. So $114 a pair.
Size. You can buy one boot.
Yeah,
just
one boot.
Just one.
That's all you're allowed. Well, you know what? Beaker only has one splint. So.
That's true. Great point.
See, that's how horse husbands
that's
think
a husband
about it.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
We only need one.
Why do we need two boots? I only need one boot. Can we get one for $58? Just curious.
Oh, no.
I'm sure on eBay that can happen. Yeah.
You get that question, don't you, Debbie? That's funny. Well, next we're going to talk about a whole line of products, and that's the Tucker Tweeds. Tell us about those.
Oh, you know, every Christmas I put these on the radio show because these to me are some of the quintessential.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. Stop, Debbie. Stop right there. Jennifer, you're not allowed to click on that link. Do not click on the link.
Too late.
No. Don't look.
Yeah, they're not the least expensive of all pocketbooks, that's for sure. No. But these things are fabulous. The quality is beyond compare. And they have designs. They have our horsey designs on them, and you can pick that out, whichever design that you want on these things. And the new one she's come out with this year, and the woman who does.
Let me clarify here. We're talking about Tucker Tweed, and we're talking about his handbags and pocketbooks. Pretty much.
Yes, adorable. And wallets, yeah. And her new thing this year, she calls the totes, and she's got several totes, which are, they're purses as well, but she's calling them the totes, and we have all this information. I couldn't pick out one. I was going to just pick out the tote because it's new, and I said, no, I need to tell the listeners, especially the men, if you are looking for a really quality present that she's going to love, this is it, and it's worth the price.
Yeah, so if you've, for horse husbands out there, if you've really screwed up this year, left the water running, forgot to close the gate, gave the fat horse the skinny horse's grain, if you've done those things this year, you need to get your gal some Tucker Tweed.
Yeah. You know what?
If her birthday's in December and you get her one of these, she won't be mad at you. If you only got her one thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, for the worst offenses than just leaving the water running or anything, get the whole line. Because if you have really screwed up.
If you've cheated on your wife this
year.
This is a good one. Yeah, everything on the list there. Because you're right. They do start at $199 and go on up. So this is a higher end product.
If you do that, please buy them from www.equestriancollection.com.
We won't judge. Debbie won't judge. Right. She'll just send them on out.
If she sees that order coming in, she will not notify your wife that you listened to this show and you cheated on her. No, she will not tell her. But Jennifer has a... I'm mad at you now, Debbie, because Jennifer has a purse fetish. And see, the advantage last year when you brought these up is that she was not on the show, nor did she listen. But now I'm in trouble.
Yes, you are.
Ooh, the wallet comes in red.
And she loves red wallets.
Purses and shoes. They're just two things that you can't live without.
And saddles. Saddles.
Well, there you go.
This is all your fault, Debbie.
Of course.
I made a pick, and you guys are all going to be shocked, because I know the listeners were expecting me to pick one of the nude equestrian calendars that's come out this year, but
no.
I could not find anywhere on Equestrian Collections where they were selling nude calendars.
No.
So
we do have calendars, though. Don't let them, if you want calendars, definitely come to see us, but not that kind.
Not, no nude riders. Like,
50
no,
Shades
no.
of Horse is all we have.
That's a great calendar idea.
But no, I picked something for the kids.
Yeah,
and you're all going to be shocked. I picked a briar something for the kids. Yes, I said I picked a briar something. I hadn't seen these before, and I found them on your website. And I thought, actually, Jennifer would like this, because it is a briar model horse sculpting kit. And what they do is they give you a wire frame that looks like a horse. And what you do is you take the sculpting clay and you put it over the wire frame, and then you get to sculpt in all the muscles and all that stuff with the little sculpting tool they give you. And then you can paint it, too, because it actually includes paints and a brush to paint it with. And Jennifer used to paint briars. She used to get the, what do they call them, Jennifer?
Blanks.
The blanks. And she used to paint briars, and we'd sell them in our store. And she used to do the most incredible paint jobs on briars. So you can do this here. I might get her one for Christmas. Hey, Jennifer, this is much better than that purse. Who wants one of those? So,
and luckily, it has a color guide and detailed instructions.
That's right.
I was going to say, there is not a chance in Hades that I would sculpt a briar and it would look like the one on the box.
I know.
It would be this massive clay with this bent over head and your broken ears.
And one leg would be a lot thicker than the other.
Of course. He'd be lame.
But I think kids are really good at, they're a lot better at this than we are.
Oh my gosh, this thing is like science.
I was
project.
Kind of thinking that it's only $31 and the purse was $225 is what
I know what
I
you
thought
were thinking.
Was,
yeah, we
I
knew what
thinking.
You were thinking. We just decided to ignore that.
Look how much joy she would get out of this. And a purse you just carried around. This you have hours of pleasure.
Can I point out, Glenn, that you said she just had to do, she used to do this for a living. There is not one ounce of her that wants to do this for fun. She wants the purse.
I can't carry my model horse to a restaurant and show it off and have
exactly.
all the other women in the restaurant go, ooh, he must have screwed
I made
big
this.
Time.
I made this briar. Wow. Or look at my giant, awesome purse.
Yeah. I know. You could put your briars inside the purse.
Purse.
Excellent.
There you go.
Ding, ding,
excellent
ding, 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 ding.
Get both.
Yeah. Get both.
That is, it's called the Briar Model Horse Sculpting Kit. And I know now that I shouldn't be getting Jamie. Hey, can you cancel that order for Jamie for Christmas, by the way? Because apparently she doesn't want one. I'm glad we did this show. Because I just
it's not going to look like that. You might have to make it for me.
I want to see it if you do
that. Oh, my God. It would be the lamest, ugliest put together.
We could have
thing.
A host sculpting competition. I could send one to every one of the hosts on the network.
Oh, my God.
And we'll see who comes out with the best one. What do you think?
Do you have a...
Remember I have draft horses. I don't count.
Yeah. We talked about the prize, the DFL prize.
Yes.
I would win the DFL prize in this.
All right, let's take a break and hear from Templeton Thompson again. She's going to come to our rescue with a little Happy Ye Holidays.
Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Well, the snow was softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a-twinkling, Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays, yeah. Christmas tree is loaded up with presents, and the kid and me just love this time of year. There's no dream too big for dreaming, ain't nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathered near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Hey, happy ye holidays.
Well, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen and Templeton Thompson helping us out with the holidays. We also have Debbie from Equestrian Collections with us. And we are doing the holiday gift buying episode. If you're just joining us, this is going to run two times in the month of November because, you know, you need a little extra time to get those holiday gifts this year. And we have Jamie up with her next pick.
This is an absolute must-have for me, and I will be sending this link to my husband, and he will be buying this, Debbie, so don't you worry. This is so stinking cool. Now, I love the fact that I have a kind of blingy brow band on my dressage bridle, but I have a brown, you know, eventers have to be matchy-matchy, and we like to be in our colors, and my eventing colors are red, white, and blue. I'm very patriotic in the whole eventing cross country, my gear.
Your helmet is red, white, and blue.
My helmet is red, white, and blue. Exactly. So I found on here the Ovation Patriotic Brow Band, and it's blingy with red little crystals, then white little crystals, and then blue little crystals. You have them in black or brown, so I have a brown jump bridle, so it's going to be perfect. I'm so excited. I'm excited to get this. It says it fits any average horse, but it is so elegant, and it is so classy, and it's not like, you know, it's not like American flaggy. It's just the rows of the beaded crystals. And yeah. Are they crystals? Is that what it is?
They're crystals. They're not, you know, Swarovski crystals.
Come on.
They're not diamonds? You don't have diamonds on there?
Not just eventers, but trail riders. We have to be matchy-matchy, too.
Oh, really?
And I have brow bands in every single color to match everything. And these Ovation has this is very wonderful, red, white, and blue. But there's a lot of different ones. If you think this is a good idea, take a look, because there's every color, every crystal, every kind of brow band. As far as the sizing, this will fit horses who will take a regular horse bridle, unless you have, like, in my Gypsies, these don't fit. You have to get a full. Okay. These are not warm blood size. These are horse size. So just remember that. That's the only thing to keep in mind. If you have a big warm blood with a big wide, and you usually have to get warm blood size things, these are going to be a little too small.
Just buy two and duct tape them together.
genius.
Well, there you go.
Now, what I like about this one, Debbie, was the price. You know, I was looking on your website, and you can spend as little or as much on a brow band. And I thought this was such a great price of $26.96, so about $27 for the brow band. And it wasn't so unbelievably expensive that it's unaffordable, same price as a bridal, but it's also not cheap. Like, and I'm so tired of cheap tack. You just get to the point.
On top of that, the other thing is it comes in both black and brown. And a lot of times you'll find a brow band that you just love, but it's not in the right leather color.
Right.
And that this one, though, comes in both. And they are in stock in both. So I think that's a great pick.
Well, go ahead and put one aside and the brown, because my cross-country bridal is brown. So I'm going to need this. So put it off to the side, and I'll have my husband call with a credit card later, whether he likes it or not.
Very good. Debbie, you're going to bring the next one in because Jamie lives in Phoenix. We live in Florida, and we cannot relate anymore to this. So help out the Northerners for us.
But, you know, every year Ovation comes out with some blizzard-type boots. And this year, you know what we're seeing? And I picked this boot, but I also wanted to mention country boots in general. We're seeing a lot of customers are looking for these type of boots. They're not necessarily riding boots. This particular one is, it's more for around the barn or around the driving around, going to the feed store, stuff like that. This one is so cute. It's their Arctic boot. It's got the lace-ups that go up the front of the boot. And then it's got some faux fur inside the boot. And it looks really cool, like the stuff you'd see on television, but it's only $67. So it's a ladies' winter boot. The Oxford is full-grain leather, and it's got faux fur, not real fur. It's also got a side zip, which makes it easier. Once you get the tie adjusted to how you like it, and that also helps with, it goes about up to mid-calf. And so it'll fit different calf sizes.
They're so cute.
So you can, do
I like to zip up the side.
And then you can just zip it on.
In addition to, because the tie, you get that just right, and then you have to take it apart.
Yes, so, the laces for a custom fit is how they put it, which is a whole lot better than I was saying. So it's really a very stylish winter boot, and it's really cute. And we've got a ton of what we're calling country boots, everything from the river ones that I think we've talked about before on the radio to stuff like this. So we are definitely the place to go for winter boots.
Well, and they're so reasonably priced at $67. Mm-hmm. Bucks. Are you kidding me? That buying these, just if you're going to take a ski trip or if you're going to take a vacation in somewhere cold, like I would like to do, which is ski, to take this and this is what you wear around town and you look so cute, like a little ski bunny in these
boots. That's exactly right. That's right. Or, shows. If you're at a cold winter show, you wear this, and then take it off to put on your riding boots and keep your toes warm and look good, too.
They're adorable.
That's the Ovation Arctic Blizzard Boot. And I want to remind everybody, we will have links to all of these products in our show notes at horsesinthemorning.com. Jennifer, you're up next. And Jennifer, I've noticed a trend, and this is true of Jennifer in life, is everything is practical with Jennifer, and that includes gifts. So tell us about your next practical gift.
Next up, the Kelly Fresh Helmet Sacks. I want one of these for my hat, and I want one for you, yours too, Glenn, if you don't mind. Riding helmets in Florida have something in common with old dirty sneakers, and we'll leave it at that. And the Kelly Fresh Helmet Sacks, it's a cloth bag that is filled with a mineral. And the mineral absorbs the odor out of the inside of your sweaty, stinky riding helmet. And there is not a day that you can ride a horse in Florida that your head doesn't sweat inside of it. So I really would love to have one of these. And they come with pretty horsey-themed prints on the little sacks, so they're cute, too. And for a mere schmear $15, who can beat it?
That's right. And so this is the one where you people who ride in really hot places can talk about.
Right, exactly. Well, and the other cool thing about this is you take it and throw it in the microwave about once a month for a couple minutes, and it refreshes everything in it. It activates the little whatever's in there.
Yeah, it's a mineral.
Yeah, and it makes it all come back to life and get the stink out.
Yeah. It doesn't have any smell to it, but
besides your helmet, too.
Those boots that we were talking about a second ago, after you've worn them around and got them good and sweaty inside, you can toss a helmet sack inside each one.
That's right. And your gym bag, I have one. If you work out or whatever, you can put it in your gym bag. And it does the same thing.
Very cool. And that's $14 to $19. I think that depends on the size, doesn't it?
No, it depends. There's only one style that's the $19 size, and that's a different color.
Okay. But these come in horsey patterns, too, so they're very horsey. And Kelly makes good stuff. Kelly Fresh Helmet Sacks. Very good stocking stuffer, practical gift. We can always count on Jennifer for that.
There you go.
And Debbie, you're bringing next one of our favorite companies into play.
Oh, I know. And, you know, I was walking down the hall here at the office the other day. Somebody had bought one of these, and they were in one of the little bins we have that are shipping out. And not just me, but several other people did a double take because they were so pretty. And I just stopped because of the color. And then I read it, and it's a fleece, and it's a carrot, and it's fleece, and it's a half zip. So I went and bought one immediately. And
Debbie, do you take any of your check home at all? Everything we talk about all year long.
Anytime Equestrian Collections is out of stock on something, it's Debbie's fault.
I know, it's terrible, especially if it's blue. But at any rate, so I got one. Well, plus I thought, this would be perfect for the Christmas show. But as you know, I don't put things on the shows that I don't have some personal knowledge of. I either wear it and own it myself, or someone I know and trust has used it, because that's a big thing for me, that if I recommend something, I want to be sure that I know what I'm talking about. And this is wonderful. I bought it. I put it on. It fits great. It looks great. And it's got this soft fleece on the inside, but the outside is a different material, so stuff comes off it, the hay and all that stuff that's in your horse hair and all that stuff comes off the front, and yet you're still all cozy on the inside. And it's a quarter zip, so you look equestrian. And
some of them are bulky. Some fleeces are bulky. This one is not bulky, right?
It's a micro fleece kind of next to the skin, and then the outer is some kind of stuff that you can get that stuff comes off of. It's everybody loves carrots anyway. And I did do the sizing, and they are running true to size. I know sometimes with carrots,
It runs a little small.
The sizes can be, especially, I think this also comes in plus sizes as well, and kid sizes. So I wanted to be sure of the sizing, which is another reason I had to buy it. I'll send you the bill. And the sizing works. It runs true to size. So that's a thing to keep in mind as well.
And they come in all kinds of colors. Carrots always has a variety of colors, including purple.
The
plum or whatever that is.
The one that made me stop in the hall to look at it. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
And you can get these, actually, they have a tiny bit of a pattern on them.
Yeah.
I remember seeing these at the show when we were there on the models, and they are really attractive. Like any carrots thing, they're really attractive looking. It's their Carrot Circuit Fleece Half Zip for $62 is a really good price for a product of this quality. And this is something, actually, that you could wear in the South, too, that, Jamie, you do get chilly nights out there in Phoenix, and Jennifer, we get chilly nights here. This is something that's not too bulky that you could wear.
I've been to Florida for when I was showing dogs down there in like January, and I was cold.
Yeah, it gets chilly in January. We get down in the 30s at night and, into the 50s during the day. God.
So, I mean, so this would work. I think this would work for any state in the union.
Well, there you go. That's the Carrots Circuit Fleece Half Zip in ladies' size. You are listening to Horses in the Morning, and it's brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Our special gift buying episode here, and we have a couple more products to do before we wrap up here today, and we're also going to hear from more Templeton Thompson as well. But next one up is a very practical. You picked a practical one as
well. You know, I always am looking for not for the Christmas show. I always look for gift giving ideas, and you know, people need to give their farrier presents as well.
Mm.
And this one, I thought was just it. It's not. I got it. Put it on here because it's a farrier wrist magnet. But husbands could also use this as well for because it. Stuff will stick to it because it's a magnet, and you put it on your wrist and stick magnet stuff on it, which I thought was super convenient. And
magnet
what this
stuff.
Is, it's a wrist thing, and it's they put their little, instead of sticking them in their mouth like they all do.
They all do that.
You can put, it always scares me.
Well, look, they don't need to eat foods with minerals. They already got that covered.
It's like,
they need all the metal they need.
The horse scares you and you end up on the ground and you swallow one of those things. But at any rate, that's what this is. And I thought it made a super farrier Christmas.
So what it is, it's a wide, probably about two inch wide.
Sweatband, almost.
Sweatband, yeah. But it's magnetized so you can put their nails on it. And I could also see this if you're doing a project in the house where you're having to use nails or screws. You could use that. I could see it for that.
I think Jamie and I are probably thinking the same thing.
You can put pins on there too.
What are you thinking, Jennifer?
What are you thinking, Jamie? I'm sure we're thinking the same thing.
Uh-oh.
Go for it.
Road studs. Hello.
They'd be perfect. Are studs magnetizable?
They're metal. They're stainless steel.
Oh, perfect. Because I have that little magnet cup for studs, so I guess that would make sense.
Now, wait a minute. Stainless steel won't stick to a magnet.
That's the wrong thing. They're metal. They stick to magnets. We'll say that.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
They're metallic.
Yeah, that's right, because they sell those little trays that you put them
and
in.
And invariably, the tray is further from the horse than it can be. You put the tray down next to the horse. You pick the horse's hoof up. The horse dances sideways 3 feet while you're holding his foot up. Now the dish is out of reach. Yes.
I guess you can't put those things in your mouth, right?
Probably not.
No, you don't want to do that.
They'll break your teeth.
I'm kidding,
I don't know. Ask my 17-month-old what he'll put in his mouth. I'll shock you. So he'd be happy.
A farrier someday.
I know. Well, I get my farrier a gift every year because I find her to be one of the most important people in my life. You know, and if you treat them well, they'll treat you well. You know, hey, I've got to go to a show tomorrow. Where are you? I lost a shoe. So I always try to get her something very nice every year, and this is such a great gift for her.
Well, you can get her this and a case of nails. She'll
and
be thrilled.
Let me put here that we do have some folks that give gift certificates to Equestrian Collections to their farriers as well.
So
that's another thing that you can kind of keep in the back of your mind.
And those are horse husband approved gifts. Am I right, ladies? Gift certificates? Horse husband approved gifts?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
As long as the number's big enough.
We had one, I think I've told this story before, when we owned our store back in the 90s, we had a guy every year, and Jennifer, remember this, it was $2,500. He bought a $2,500 gift certificate every year.
Wow.
Genius.
Yeah.
Is he single?
No, I don't think she gave him up.
Does he have a brother? What?
You can cheat and get away with a $2,500 gift certificate. That one's okay. That's approved.
And once again, husbands, when you call in to EquestrianCollections.com and order your $2,500 gift certificate from Debbie, she will not forward that information to your wife.
That's right.
That's right. That's
no judging. No judging.
Now, if it's for your girlfriend, she might. I depend.
No. If you buy it from me, I won't tell anybody.
So when you're calling in for your girlfriend, just ask for Debbie.
Ask for Debbie.
She's discreet, Debbie.
I could tell you stories.
I bet you could.
But she won't. She doesn't judge.
But I won't.
And the last one here, Debbie.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited about these. This is something that we have new this year. And it was fun because Chris asked us to pick out our favorite of these ornaments. These are designs by Laurice, and they are Christmas ornaments. She asked us to pick out the favorite ones, and we had a wonderful time looking at all of them, and these are the ones that we picked. We have some for trail riding. Wonder who picked that one out. We have some for eventing. We have some for Western, for jumping, and some cute ones, like there's one of a horse's butt on in a trailer, and his butt is out there, and a really cute one of different colored, it's a gold horse in a silver stall with a wreath.
And these are all, we should mention that these are all made of pewter. So these are quality, ornaments. This isn't plastic.
No, it would make, in fact, I'm using some of these as prizes for year-end prizes and stuff for our year-end awards.
Oh, that's a good idea.
These things, they're just so super cool, and they happen to be in stock right now, so we can ship these out right away for definitely no problem. You'll have them to be able to give them during the month of December.
I love, my favorite is the horse trailer with the butt. You see the horse's butt out the horse trailer, and it has the red lights, tail lights on it and everything. I really like that one. These are all about 2 inches by two by two.
And with that particular one, we had three people here in customer service, and we picked out our favorite ones. And all of our lists had different ones on them, except for they all had that one.
I like the horse trailer one. That's neat.
Yeah.
It's got Western belt buckles for ornaments, and they're all tied up. Most of them are tied up by red ribbons.
Yep, they are.
So that's cool.
Really pretty. There's a couple of dressage ones on there that are really, really cute, too. And we have lots of other ornaments on the site as well. These just happen to be the new ones this year. There are some other ones, some Celtic ones that I featured last year, but we still have them. If you didn't get them last year, this is the time to get it. And if you happen to have a gypsy horse person in your life, there's a couple that are have lots of mane that are very gypsy-like. And I think if you look on the site under ornaments, you're going to find a gazillion, as well as briars.
Well, before we go, I have one more product. And I didn't have it on the list because I found it this morning. And it is something that we have looked for in the past and never been able to find that fit. You know the red Christmas caps that everybody wears at Christmas time? You just put it on your head and it has a little thing that comes down to the ball?
Well, you mean the Santa hat?
The Santa hat, yep. Uh-huh. The red Santa hats that everybody wears and it comes down a little ball, white ball at the end.
Right.
Well, this is the Horror's Christmas cap. And it fits over your helmet. It's made to fit over your helmet. And we've always looked for ones in the past that fit over your helmet, and they were never big enough.
Well, I'll tell you, this actually came with, if you remember a couple years ago, I featured a complete outfit. It had the antlers for the horse, and it had the thing that went under a saddle that draped over the back, and it also had a couple other things a fetlock boots that you had that were red and white, and it also had this hat, and now we're selling this hat separately, and it really does fit over the helmet. It really does. I have one. I use it in parades.
And it's $6.95.
Yeah.
I mean, it's $6.95, so it's cheap, but we've all looked for that thing to fit over our helmet, never could find one. This is perfect.
Well, you know, you should call Debbie at Equestrian Collections when you're looking for these things.
Good, Debbie. That's
because
good.
There's a riding rug that goes with it, and a halter, and the really cutest reindeer cap that goes on your horse, and it's really cute. It has little antlers, and his little ears stick up through it. So yeah, you can do the whole thing, and that reindeer cap is only $11.95, and it goes under the bridle and stuff. So.
Ah, the reindeer cap is adorable.
That it is. When I put my gypsy in this thing when we went in a Christmas parade and couldn't get enough compliments. Because, you know, the ears go up through those antlers, and so
yes,
when they move their ears,
the antlers move. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's neat.
Merry Christmas
is great.
The ending with Christmas stuff. That's
right. I had to end with a Christmas cap. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We really appreciate it. We have had fun doing this. We hope you've had fun listening and maybe got a few ideas for holiday gifts. We're always looking for those, and none of us has the time to sit there and spend hours looking around. That's why none of us have bought any gifts yet, and our mothers have. So, because they have the time to start in June. We just, for some reason, don't. And, you know, we'll put links to all of this in our show notes today at horsesinthemorning.com. Just look for this episode. We'll have links to all the products with little pictures and everything, so it'd be very easy to find. You don't have to remember it all. And, Debbie, once again, thank you so much, and thank you to Equestrian Collections for their continued support of our shows. You've been a tremendous sponsor all these years, and aww, we know that you're coming into your busy time when let's just say, You don't celebrate quite as much as everybody else because you're busy packing
well,
boxes.
But so, the upside is I get to talk to a lot of people who are looking for gifts for their loved ones, and we always love to help. So please call us. We just would love to talk to you.
What's the phone number, Debbie?
We have a toll free number, 877-872-4415. We're also available on live chat. All you have to do is go on the site and a red box will jump up and say, do you want a live chat? And we're on live chat. We are, and then, of course, we have email, customerservice@equestriancollections.com, or the phone. So we're here all those different ways. We are on Eastern Time. So we're here 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. But you can always leave a message, and we will return your call or your email or your live chat or any other way you want to get in touch with us.
Thank you so much, Debbie. We appreciate it. If you're listening to this on November the 7th, we'll all be back here on Monday the 9th. Monday the 10th, we'll all be back with a brand new show for you. And if you're listening to this on Black Friday, good luck. Have fun.
Shop online, equestriancollections.com.
Yeah, why fight the crowds?
And I want to thank Jamie and Jen. You guys were great. It was wonderful. It was nice talking to you, and thank you for all your great ideas. Well, I'm going to use them as well.
Well, good. Thank you very much for being on, and thanks for always being such a great sponsor of Horses in the Morning. We really appreciate it, and thank you for giving me some great ideas to pretty much just forward right to my husband.
Well, thank you guys so much, and Merry right. Christmas. Happy holidays.
Templeton Thompson's going to take us out with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the heaven near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates align.